Welcome to the first episode of Aliens Among Us. I'm your host, Thomas Redmond Lee O'Neill, and here's my good friend, Ellen Hopkins.
Hi, I'm here.
Yep, you're here, You're ready to talk about aliens, right?
I'm fucking ready.
Oh, I was born ready.
I've been ready for so long.
I have been teasing this for a very long time.
I've been ready for so long.
Okay.
You made me keep it in.
Okay, now, we're going to get right to the aliens here, because I don't want to... No one cares about our personal lives. They can hang out with us if they want that. We're here for the aliens.
Yeah.
All right, so...
I like that.
August 21, 1955, in a small town in Kentucky called Kelly Hopkinsville.
My name's Hopkins.
That's why I chose this one.
Oh, okay, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
no, wow. I was like, if I'm getting Ellen Hopkins on, I'm doing Kelly Hopkinsville encounter.
So the town's Hopkinsville? What?
I've got it in my notes. Let's get through my notes. Okay.
Sorry.
Don't worry. I did this a week ago and I've forgotten half of it. A terrifying encounter at night with a swarm of little green men. One of the few encounters to actually fit that derisive trope. And it was in fact the event that spawned the idea of little green men.
Yeah.
This is where it comes from.
1955. Five.
Yeah.
I can see it, mate. That's when your cartoons started to happen.
We're really getting into the Cold War here. Ooh. There's cartoons. You know, there's a whole lot of things going on, but this is a very interesting one. It's one of the most famous alien encounters of all time. It's inspired a ton of media, including a mission in Legend of Zelda, Majora's Mask, a Broadway play. Yeah, I know you're a big...
Good stuff.
A big Zelda fan.
I love the Zelds.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, our story begins with the Suttons. Now, they're a large family, typical of Kentucky, that they were serious, no-nonsense people.
Mm-hmm.
Eight adults and three children sharing a three-bedroom house with no running water. Out in the boondocks.
Oh, man. You know, sometimes you just gotta have fun. Sometimes you just gotta get out.
I mean, I think they had fun. In their own way.
You said no nonsense. How can you have fun without nonsense,
well,
sir?
We've got a lot of nonsense coming. I can promise you that. So, I assume
they... sound like they're full of nonsense.
They're having something. Something's going on this farm. I don't know what it is. And I'll let you draw your conclusions. I won't. I've got a few theories at the end. But
no running water.
No running water.
That's like next level.
Yeah, that really sort of psyched me out.
Like, I go on camping trips and there's running water.
Like,
you know?
It really brings home how lucky we are in our lives that, like, I can't consider a time apart from camping where I don't have running water.
Yeah, no, well, I know. It's just... I'm a fancy lady.
You are a fancy lady.
Very fancy lady.
You are one of the fanciest ladies. But back to the aliens. Sorry. Back to the aliens.
Okay.
All right. Our story begins with Billy Ray Taylor, a 21-year-old husband of an 18-year-old Sutton clan member and traveling carny, who is heading out to fetch water for the household from the family well. There's that running water thingy. They have a well.
Okay.
They're not like... waterless. They've got some stuff going on. It's just a bit rustic.
But hold up, he's a traveling carny.
He's a traveling carny.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
So we're,
I appreciate that.
We're going places here, all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. While out, he spied in the sky a silvery object. I'm quoting here. Real bright. With an exhaust, all colors of the rainbow. Flying through the sky. Before it stopped above the farmhouse and rapidly descended to a location nearby. Now, this is the start of, like... 30% of my nightmares.
Rainbow farts? No. Spaceship?
Just seeing a spaceship in the sky that's then like, hey, I'm coming for a look.
But like, no, that totally. I'm there for that. But the rainbow farts? What did you say? The bit about the rainbow bits coming
an
out
exhaust,
the spaceship?
An exhaust all colours of the rainbow.
Oh, that's like some My Little Pony shit, man.
I haven't thought of it like that, but you're right.
Yeah. That is some jolly spacecraft action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe it's just science and the light and the way it refracts, it makes the rainbow. But that would just, I don't know, like, it's a style move. Freaked out.
It's definitely a style move.
Yeah, and then you saw it come, you're like, oh, but rainbow though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, I'm getting abducted, but it's real cute.
My little spaceship.
Okay, well, we might trademark that when we finally get a sort of like... some merch going. But, all right. Billy Ray. Old Billy Ray Taylor. Sorry,
Taylor.
Billy Ray.
But he's in the Sutton clan.
He married into the Suttons.
Oh, he married into it.
So he returned to the house and told the Suttons of this odd encounter with a UFO. But he was laughed off by the rest of the family and his story was forgotten. See, no nonsense. That was nonsense. They threw it away.
Well, maybe if he left out the rainbow, it would be more down to business UFO.
But then we're just not telling the truth here. We're not telling the good story.
Well, you know, sometimes when you need to convince someone of something that's happening, right? So, like, priorities. What we're doing, where we're going, what we need to happen right now. If you just saw a spaceship, you just need to share this experience. You just need to get someone else on your team.
Would you tell someone if you saw a spaceship?
I'd tell you, baby.
Yeah, well, I'd tell you, but I'm talking like an actual human that would get concerned. Would you tell your mum?
Oh, what a question.
She's not going to listen to the podcast, so.
What a question. No, I wouldn't tell my mum.
Yeah, no, I'd tell my mum.
Like, I feel like...
I tell my mum a lot of weird shit.
It's weirdly like the same level of the people that you sleep with. Like, are you the sort of person that goes home and be like, hey, mum, I went out with someone on the weekend. We had a great time. Because some people do that. Some people do treat their parents like that.
That's true. I've met a few people that do, and it psychs me out. Like,
but I certainly do not. Like, months and months of me having an intense relationship with someone before I even mention it to them. Why would I, you know, as you say, no one's going to believe you. So why would you, I'm already...
And it would ruin your life. Like, we'll get into that over the course of this series about how much alien encounters ruin your life completely and utterly.
Totally.
But this isn't really one of those, because this is hilarious. An hour later, the family was disturbed by the dogs suddenly barking. Yes. Billy Ray Taylor and his carny friend, Lucky Sutton. I assume that's how he got into the Suttons, decided to go and investigate.
Lucky got him lucky.
It's his sister, I assume.
What?
It's carny logic, I don't know. I don't know the carny life.
I don't know.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah, we don't know.
They looked out the back door and saw a strange glow. Yeah, here's the good bit. We're into the good bit now. Bathed in the glow was a small humanoid figure, roughly a meter tall, with an oversized head resting on a tiny body. Large pointy ears framing the face. Its glowing eyes were enormous, seemingly pasted onto the side of its head, while its arms extended right down to the ground and ended in brutal talons. The creature's body itself gave off a shimmer in the moonlight, as if it was, quote, made of silvery metal.
Wow. The talons thing gets me.
So, do you know what we've just met? We've just met the Hopkinsville Goblin.
Oh, yeah. It's a goblin.
It's a goblin.
Like that.
It's a little green man. It's a goblin. It's coming to visit.
I don't know. He seems pretty cute. I don't know. I'm thinking a cute little nice little cartoon. Especially like little green alien dudes with big old heads.
If you gave Invader Zim like big old pointy ears and claws, you're pretty much on the money.
How big is the ears compared to the head?
Well, in all the pictures. Have you seen the movie Gremlins? I haven't, but I've seen pictures. You know, that's really close. When they're evil, that's really close to what a Hopkinsville goblin looks like. Okay. Except give him like really creepy, like glowy eyes.
Have you seen the distinction between the cute gremlins and the evil gremlins?
Yes, I'm talking the evil gremlins.
So like it can be either or, you know, and I feel like the addition of talons.
I think the gremlins might actually be
Cruella de Vil energy.
These guys have Cruella de Vil energy.
Yeah, you know.
When I finally do release this episode, I'm going to have the cover art for the podcast done, and there'll be a little alien putting his hands up, and that's going to be a drawing that I found of the Hopkinsville Goblin. So everyone who's listening to this now is going to be able to look at this picture. Yeah, little goblin guy. And there's like a guy pointing a gun at him. This is like classic alien lore. All right, let's get back to business.
Yeah.
In true Kentucky fashion, the two men immediately lost the collective plot and ran to grab their guns. Something they must have been used to, as they seemingly immediately had them pointed at the gremlin creature, which raised its hands above its head as if surrendering. So that's the image that I'm going to show you guys. So he's like, little goblin guy, better kill it. So he's...
Yeah, but like so many assumptions there. The little goblin guy knows what guns are, knows that these guys are firing at them, and he knows that don't hurt me, is putting your hands up.
What if that's just how they say hello?
Ooh.
See, it's these cross-cultural interactions you really got to think about. You know, there's been a lot of
bullshit. That's how he says hello. That's a pretty big coincidence, right? That it just so happens to be the way that you can be like, yo, I'm cool, don't fuck with me.
Mm.
And I don't know.
No, I think there's something to be said there. It's interesting.
And like, the goblin's been gobbling around our little business for some time.
I think, look, these guys seem like repeat offenders here, because we'll get into why.
Okay.
Now, Surrender wasn't enough for these men, the Sutton clan men, as they immediately opened fire on the creature.
Shit!
Yeah, just boom, boom, boom. Like, this is some real get off my property shit.
Like,
the alien's a trespasser, so he deserves to die.
Like, if you can see that they're cops, go for it, you know? But if you're not sure...
I really hope the zeitgeist doesn't change in the 2 weeks it takes me to edit this episode. Suddenly cops are in charge and I can't release the podcast because we've talked shit. No,
just
fuck
put that bit up.
Fuck 12.
But like, if it's... Okay, but if it's a little... If it's a silhouette that you do not understand and you're not sure is human, you're not sure is an animal, whatever, just leave it.
I mean, this thing's glowing.
Just climb a tree.
This thing's glowing. Like, you can see it. It's not a little silhouette.
Okay. But you know it's not a person.
It might be a child in a fancy costume.
Yeah, right?
So, yeah, I don't think it was the right option.
Little Jimmy lost from Halloween and he found a spaceship.
But I also think if I did meet an alien in the woods, my first thought would be to run and attack. Because I've read all the alien stories. We'll get into it. They never do that. They always get caught.
They never
so
do
I think,
that.
What if you just...
I just want to try and do that because no one's ever done that before.
Well, yeah, and I could beat an alien. Like, have you seen the little grey guy? Like, I could...
But the little guys...
Well, they're the ones they send out, usually. Yeah. Anyway, look, okay. When hit, the men were stunned. I'm talking about the aliens. When they were hit, the men were stunned. As despite claiming to have definitely hit the creature... The alien did what they described as a flip, which I think is fucking badass.
He did a fucking flip?
Did a fucking flip. Before running off unharmed.
Oh!
This little fucker doesn't care.
Did he just, like, Matrix dodge that shit?
Yeah, like...
And, like...
Yeah, full, like, Neo Anderson, like flipping around, all the shotgun pellets going off.
Oh, you try to shoot me, I flip!
But, like, he straight up got hit. That's
because I'm fucking Hopkinsville, goddamn.
So it's like if you shot... You know, Neo a couple of times, and it just went pew, pew, pew in his chest, and then he did a flip. And it was just like, what of it?
Well, like, somewhat more impressive, I guess.
All right, so now the clan is terrified. There's something out there, and they're starting to realize they're under siege here.
Their guns didn't do nothing.
Because this didn't stop them. The men saw another of the beings staring at them through the window of the house. Which is another one of my nightmares, seeing a little alien staring at you through a window at night.
Yeah.
What do you think they did? They shot at it. They shot at it immediately.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't know why. I just didn't... Yeah.
No. It's contagious.
Say hi, be like, howdy neighbor, want a cup of sugar?
No, they're firing. They're like, everyone's crawling around on the ground and they're screaming. All the men are shooting rifles and shotguns. But all that's happening, they shoot the alien, it just does a little flip and it scurries off into the night again.
So is the flip just their defense mechanism?
I don't know, maybe.
They're like the fainting goats, but instead they flip?
You're asking the wrong man.
Who else is there to ask, Tom?
Well, the aliens,
I guess. Who else is there to ask?
So the family's huddled together in the house at this point, and Mrs. Lankford, one of the adults, noticed one of the aliens walking towards the open front door while she was crouched in the hallway. See, this is creepy.
Dude, it's like in the horror movie. It's like, close the front door.
This is literally like a poorly written horror movie. Yeah. This whole event is a poorly written horror movie.
Like, you're shooting out the window and you didn't think about closing the front fucking door, mate? Like, come on.
Mrs. Lankford corroborated the silvery metal sheen of the creatures, as well as the odd swaying walk they used. Almost like as if they were wading through the air.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's a cool trick.
That little sentence has got so many implications there.
That's the problem with aliens. So it just keeps teasing you with things.
Yeah.
And then you never find out because none of it's real.
Were they putting that on?
I don't know.
Were they trying to make us... Well...
I mean, they're aliens, but... Oh,
or
dude,
is our atmosphere like soup to them?
That's a thought.
Are they just... like wading through honey because they're in our air? Because they're from somewhere else?
Oh, our good mate Billy Ray Taylor's back. Having chased off some of the creatures by the windows and doors, he walked out under an overhanging roof on the porch to look for more of the gremlins.
Wow. Well, so he chased them off. He had to go. He had to fucking go.
The rest of the Sutton clan were shocked to see a taloned hand descend from the overhanging roof to grab at Taylor's hair. Horror movie stuff. This is literally like the bit where they're all calm. He's walking out. It's like, I can't see him. And then just... You see this little claw coming down, grabbing him. Everyone's losing it.
Do they have massive strength? Would they be able to pick him up to the roof?
We'll never know.
Is that just a gentle caress?
We'll never know.
Is that just like a, hello, my boy, I love you.
But yeah, your boy Lucky. Lucky Sutton.
Yeah?
Took shot at the roof from below, knocking up the creature and sending it running. But the Sutton's morale was fraying at this point. They weren't handling this well.
Well, like...
But who would?
They just got out their guns. Like, yeah. What are we, 50s? You can call help. Right.
They need to learn a bit about, once you escalate a situation, it's a lot harder to de-escalate a situation.
Yeah,
you don't just go straight to shooting, I think. That's a big takeaway for me here. You run and you punch them.
Well, like, you're just working with something that's not working by our rules at all, right? So it's like, what are guns? That's, like, fucking meaningless to them. Like, what is these tactics that you're taking? The aliens are probably just like, ooh, they're just gonna watch you... shoot you weird stuff and freak out and then stroke you gently on the head as you walk past.
But then what do you do?
I'm liking these little goblins, man. I think they're friendly with their profiles.
These guys have pizzazz. Really, these are some of the like pizzazz? Most styling aliens that we cover. Yeah. They hit in the house, the Suttons, not the aliens.
Okay.
As the creatures seem to tease them, popping up at windows and doors randomly before escaping after being shot at. So we're essentially playing like Gremlin Whack-A-Mole with like a house and shotguns right now.
Yeah.
They're just like, surprise!
But then also at this point, the goblin guys have not done anything that bad apart from be fucking weird. Mm. Right?
Mm.
They're just hanging out. Like, have they even come into the house yet?
Well, they've tried. They've definitely tried. They just keep backflipping.
But, like, what if they don't know how to say hi? They don't know where to say what's up? I'm on these guys' side. It's my namesake, you know?
You've definitely picked a side here.
Yeah, but what if they're just popping up through the windows being like, hey, guys, what's up? And they just get shot at again. And then they've got, like, a fucking laser in their spaceship. They've got, like, bombs ready to go. And they're just like, come on, we just want chats. And these Sutton guys are just, like, doing the equivalent of shooting little, like, you know, paintballs. Or, like, throwing water balloons out the window. And the aliens are like, calm down,
these guys are just trying to hang out. They're like, oh, these guys look cool.
Yeah, they just want to fucking hang out.
They didn't hurt anyone. Like, to their credit, no one was hurt yet. They just got psyched out really easily.
Not my fault, I'm green.
After hiding in the house for a time, occasionally hearing scratching on the roof. That's creepy. The Suttons decided to make a collective break for the cars, speeding off towards the local police station as fast as they could at around 11 p.m.
Yeah, nice. Good move.
So yeah, they made a good call.
Yeah, you gotta move. You gotta make something happen.
The police reported that the Suttons were genuinely terror-struck, something they found astounding, as the Suttons were known to be shoot first, ask questions later people.
And they did that!
They definitely did that.
Did that.
And they were not the kind of people who would come to the police for help.
Ooh.
So, like, they're my kind of people.
Fucking tough guys.
Yeah. The women and children were hysterical, and one man had a reported BPM of 140. That's pretty big.
Well, we'll discuss who was hysterical. Jeez, you know, this. Yeah, anyway.
It's the 50s. They're not working with the full toolkit here.
No.
Like, they're still real evil. Just as a society.
Mm-hmm.
We're still trying. It's a process. It's a gradual process.
It's a try.
All right, so once they had established the story they told wasn't a joke, the police headed up to the Sutton's Hamlet to investigate.
Ooh, I like that.
We don't say Hamlet enough.
What constitutes a Hamlet?
I don't know.
Can I just assume?
Yeah, spitball.
Like go on a date with someone and be like, hey... Want
to
come back to my Hamlet?
I'd come.
Yeah, you would. Okay, sorry. That was my little...
You had your fun?
Hamlet.
Okay, alright.
As long as it's not a Spamlet.
So they're at the house now, the cops. They found bullet casings around the house.
Oh, so they brought the cops back to
their house. Yeah, the cops went to the house. They found bullet casings as well as bullet holes through the house. So there'd been a gunfight of some kind, but there were no little green men. They couldn't find them.
Yeah.
Alright, canvassing the locals, they discovered that shots had been heard, with some even seeing the lights that Billy Ray Taylor reported, but no one else had seen the creatures. But, you know, that farting rainbow spaceship, you know, people are seeing it. People know.
Yeah.
The officers at the house with the Suttons reported that the family seemed sober but agitated. Their sobriety was supported by the Sutton matriarch, who claimed that, and I quote, liquor was not allowed in the farmhouse.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right. None of that shit in here.
The police, unable to find any more evidence, soon left, leaving the Suttons at their home once again.
I don't know about that. Would you stay somewhere after something happened to you?
Well, they did, and at around 2:30 in the morning, the creatures returned.
See?
And, according to my notes that I wrote 2 weeks ago, were up to their old tricks. Buzzing windows and doors and peering in what was reported as curiosity before vanishing at around daybreak. So, you know, the sun comes up, they're out, they're done, they've had their fun. One of the reasons this story has become so famous in the UFO world is that all 12 of the witnesses... Oh, I thought there were 11. All 12 of the witnesses have stuck to their story. And all the stories match up, with no evidence of a hoax ever emerging. It's safe to say that the Suttons believe what they told the police that night.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Far out. Okay, so they're all part of the same family.
In the wider sense of the word, yes.
But, like, that's why they're all living. It's like a remote place to live.
Yeah, they're out in their little plot doing their own thing.
There's some of these witnesses, the neighbors, that also saw it from their properties. Like the spaceship and...
Yeah, they saw the spaceship or what Billy Ray Taylor thinks was a spaceship. But they didn't see the little guys. But, you know, they sound busy, so...
Billy Ray Taylor? Billy Ray! Oh, dude.
It's such a name, man.
I'd take me some Billy Ray.
I'm sure you would.
You're
just getting a bit thirsty, aren't you?
A little bit. It's gone sour recently. I can try it. It can be dried up, unfortunately.
Coronavirus ain't helping with the love life, is it?
Hasn't been impacting it as much as it should have. TBH. But, like, these guys, right?
Mm.
I reckon they're, like, actually tourists.
They
sound super chill. They're legit just, like, peering in through the windows and, like, doing maybe a couple of experiments, like, ooh, if we fuck with you here, what are you gonna do? But it's not to the point where they're, like, abducting you, taking you out of your home. It's not to the point where you've got lost time. It's not to the point where your, like, physical person is fucked up in any way.
Mm.
And they're just coming and going. So imagine, I don't know, hypothetically, if these little goblin doobies, if wherever they come from, it's like, you're allowed, you've got a visa to hang out with one household only.
Yeah, and right? You can do whatever.
And there's, like, insurance for spillover with your spaceship farts coming down. You know, some other people might see that and it might get a little, that's what you use space insurance for, right? But then there's one house that you went to, that's the only peeps you can see. So that's why they did it like this. And then, you know, minimum impact. You've just fucked over one family. They're all culpable deniability because they're all in the same family. So, like, they all want each other's pockets. As far as we know, Mr. Country Star...
Billy Ray Taylor.
Yeah.
Billy Ray Taylor.
He could have just been, like, a super abuser and is feeding the rest of his family entire story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well... I don't think that's the case, but the aliens could have that as a scapegoat. I reckon they're just fun little tourists, just coming down, saying hi, what's happening in Kentucky, yo, this isn't as fun as I thought, see you later.
That's a very good theory.
Like, I would like to be visited by these guys.
Honestly, like, as alien encounters go, like... This is one of the more peaceful ones. Like, nothing really happened apart from them shooting constantly at aliens.
Most of the action came from their side.
Yeah, like, they just went gung-ho. The aliens just turned up. But that brings me to my next part, the next section.
Oh, okay.
What did happen that night? I have two theories.
Oh, okay.
You've really hit on one of them. But wow. I think they're both hilarious. But the first one's boring. I call it the boring theory. Theory one is owls.
Like, why are owls always involved?
Joe Nickel, member of...
It's not even, like, another sort of bird. They're always like, it's an owl.
Dude,
like,
have you seen an owl? If any bird is an alien, it's an owl.
They are the sneakiest of birds.
And the big eyes.
But, like, even in true crime shit, like the staircase case, there's a fucked up conspiracy theory that an owl did it. That an owl scared her and she fell down the stairs because she was spooked by an owl.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, right? You're like, why an owl? Sorry, continue. Right.
Joe Nickel, member of the Committee for Skeptical Inquiry, has claimed that there is a very reasonable explanation for the aliens. Namely, that they weren't aliens at all, but rather a pair of nesting great horned owls that were trying to aggressively defend their nest.
What? Peering in through the windows.
Hey man, the kid.
With a spaceship.
I'm not Joe Nickel, you're yelling at the wrong guy.
How do they just like discount half of the evidence and be like, oh, it makes sense if we don't listen to the spaceship farts or the big lights and all that.
I'll get into that.
Yeah.
Great horned owls are around the right size, have large yellow eyes that can glow when lit at night, pointy ears and clawed feet. Meteor showers in the sky could have caused the streaks of light seen before the encounter. And there were meteor showers in the area around that time, supposedly. And there's some bullshit about glowing moss. Yeah, I'm over this theory. This theory sucks. It's no fun.
Have you seen, like, glowing algae?
Fuck Joe Nickel. I'm not putting any more time into his theory. That
fuck
sucks.
Fuck Joe Nickel.
Committee for Skeptical Bullshit.
Yeah.
We're not here for that, but I have to put that in to show, you know, like...
I feel like Joe's trying to figure out a way to make himself sleep at night.
I think Joe's a fucking dickhead who doesn't deserve the time of day, but that's just me.
Glowing
Joe Nickel, if you're listening, or if literally anyone is listening, that would be nice. Yeah, if you're one of the three people that'll listen to this episode of the podcast in the course of its life, hello.
Hi!
Thanks for making it this far in. I'm sorry about the audio quality. I'm trying. Theory two. Bored alien teens. And this is the good theory.
Yes.
Some aliens passing through our solar system decided to take a pit stop and have some fun with some primitive ape men.
Yeah.
They spotted a group of humans huddled in a hamlet out in the sticks. Is that word again? Mm-hmm. And decided upon them as a target. I don't know if hamlet's actually referenced in what I was reading or if I was just really into the word hamlet.
Just appropriating hamlet.
So, like, I wouldn't use the word hamlet if you tell someone else about this.
I feel like a castle has to be involved at the very least.
Maybe I'll call this episode the Hamlet episode.
Yeah, well,
two aliens, one hamlet.
Oh, wow.
Just two? Don't Google that, kids.
Jesus.
Landing as the sun set, they threw on their anti-grav bulletproof suits and started running at the farmhouse repeatedly trying to scare the occupants, leaving whenever they were shot like some kind of whack-a-mole game. They stuck around for a few hours, hiding when the police came, as we all should, laughing, or whatever the ET equivalent is, while some confused country cops walked around looking for aliens. Fucking nerds. The lot of them. If you're a nerd out there, I just like the word nerd. Why am I apologising to listeners that don't exist?
I don't know.
They're not coming until at least episode 10. Alright, once the cops left, they got back to buzzing the terrified primitives before running back to their spaceship after getting bored and flying home.
Yeah.
And?
I get that, but the implication of that is that there's just P-plater aliens out there joyriding around. Like, what makes them say that it's like teenage aliens?
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, true. It is quite funny. But teenagers are scary.
So are these aliens.
Very scary.
So are the Hopkinsville goblins.
But like, okay, if you're from another planet and you're green and you've got all those handicaps that they have, right? You know, it's hard to make it on the Earth.
I feel like you're really like backing the goblins because you share a name with them.
No, they seem nice. They seem chill.
They don't seem bad. They don't seem evil. But if I just started running at your house and staring at you through your window for 8 hours at night, how would you feel about that?
Oh, I'd probably be more scared of you doing that than I would be the little green men doing that. TBH.
Yeah, look, if I'm doing it, it's not for a good reason and you should run.
Yeah, well, like, you as well, and we're just like, what the fuck are you doing, Tom?
Oh, I've gone rogue.
Yeah, well, that's when I'll just be like, Tom, fuck off, go home. What would you do if you had some Hopkinsville goblins at your window?
I told you, I'd run at him and punch him in the face.
You punch, so but you wouldn't get your guns out.
I don't have any yet.
Okay, no, if you had guns.
I'd get them married.
You get your gun. Would you do the same thing that the Sutton clan did?
Well, I deep down, I'm scared shitless of surveillance. That's why I'm so interested in him. It's one of the few things that actually makes me feel fear. It's like riding a roller coaster for me.
Mm.
I'd be ready to fight.
But you're so quick to fight. That's the thing. I don't know. Like, we should fear them. Like, you don't know what their intentions are and you don't know what they're there to do. But at the same time, I think there's this weird in-between state before you get properly scared of something, right?
Mm.
So you hear a noise outside, like something weird happens, and it could be a fucking owl, right? So you go out and you're like, ooh, what's that? And there's this weird in-betweeny thing that happens that it's like, okay, if I can find a explanation within this period of time or within this like exploratory zone, then I'll take action. And I'm an adult. But if you can't find an answer within that time, it's like, ooh, is it this? Ooh, is it that? And it's like,
I'm not saying you have to go in guns blazing. Obviously, yeah. She first asks questions later is a stance for dickheads. But I do think there's nothing wrong with being ready. You know, I don't think I'm quick to fight. I just think I always keep the option there.
Yeah, right? I don't know, part of me thinks with aliens. So like, rapists or serial murderers or whatever, right?
Mm.
I want to fight because I'm going to get those skin cells underneath my fingernails.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, already even if I end up dead.
Incriminate the shit out.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave evidence behind me. I'm going to make it messy. I'm going to make it hard.
Yeah.
Right? But like aliens, it's like so open. There's no guide as to what's going to happen or what we can do. And they might not be Chilla Hopkinsville guys.
Then I'm definitely going to be ready.
No, but that's the thing. What if everything you do is futile, so you might as well just be like, hey, what's up? What you got for me?
And you've got a good point, but I just don't think I'm ready to go quietly into that night, you know?
I so am.
I think that's where we...
I am now because I'm sick of this world.
I think that's where we have to agree to disagree, Ellen. I'm going to claw onto this damn stupid life, no matter how many aliens try to take me out of it.
I don't know, I think, like, if I fell off a cliff or something like that, yeah, sure, that's scary, that's bad. But, like, if I got abducted by aliens, chances are I'd just come back and I'd just be a crazy person, right? Because no one would believe me.
I don't want to, what if you could take the spaceship and it's yours now?
Oh, I'm not smart enough to do that.
Okay. Don't worry, we'll get abducted together and we'll figure it out.
But then I'll just make friends with the aliens and you'll be a cunt to them.
No, I'll be nice once we've established.
Will you be nice to them?
Yeah, if they're chill.
Will you just go out there and shoot them?
No, not unless they make me.
Alien comes to my window, I freak out, I piss my pants a little bit, there's piss on the floor, so I trail the little trail of piss over to the window.
We're really focusing on the piss here.
And I'm like, what? And then we see where it goes from there, you know? That's start of a good relationship. Who knows where it would go? These guys will never know where it goes.
No, they won't.
The Suttons will never find out what the aliens wanted, what the aliens wanted to say to them.
It might take centuries for us to find out because of these fucking rednecks.
What if just wanted to have fucking cones and hang out?
Well, we don't endorse that on this show.
If they are just teenagers, they'll just like fucking chill, man. They just wanted friends.
No, we totally endorse that on this show.
Space weed.
Give the people the space weed.
If an alien came here and offered you alien drugs.
Yeah. Why would I ever turn that down? I'd be stupid to.
Okay, what if scenario?
It's like if a European comes and offers you European drugs, you take them.
European is the same, isn't it? It's true.
No, they have to have the good stuff. All right.
Got shit drugs in Australia.
Anyway, I think we should call it there for now.
I like the Hopkins.
I like it.
I like the Hopkins.
All right, that's staying in the recording.
I like them.
Great. They are great. They're really great, except...
Will you come to my window?
Get away from our guests.
Come to my window!
If I ever meet a Hopkinsville goblin...
I'll let you in! I won't shoot at you!
I'll get its number for you. I'll give you a Hopkinsville goblin number.
They just need to come to their fucking namesake. They just need to know who's cool. Know who's chill. Come ask me. Just come to me. It's fine. I'm ready. We'll hang. We'll have cones. We'll chill. Show me your space farts. I'll show you mine. It's great.
And thanks for listening to Aliens Among Us, episode 1. This has been me, your host, Thomas Neal, and my dear friend, Ellen Hopkins over there, who has regaled us with stories of goblins, piss, and hamlets.
I don't know what's happened.
Hopefully, I'll make a second of these. Hopefully, someone might listen to this one. And if you did listen to it and you made it all the way to the end, I will literally send you $5. Thank you very much, and have a lovely night, my dearest friends.